Okay, time now for the Here and Now DJ sessions. There goes the last DJ. Paul Seabar hosts a weekly show called Way Back Home on WMSE in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He has for more than 20 years. He is also a musician, and he's with us from Milwaukee Public Radio to share some music from that city. Paul, welcome.
Hola, muchacho.
Is that the greeting in Milwaukee?
It is today.
All right. Well, let's get right to the music. This is a duo called Vic and Gab. Here is Love of Mine from their new album. Remember when you first saw me? Saw a possibility. We walked too tall, said pleasant things. I wish the ground would swallow me. Love of mine, run from me. Save your love and make company. Love of mine, run from me. I'll never love me. So tell us about Vic and Gab.
Well, they're two Mexican-American sisters. Vic is a great guitar player, kind of edge without the pretension. And Gab is a wonderful bass player. And they both have this kind of terrific sisterly vocal blend and this kind of wisecracking persona in their songs. Gab really reminds me of the glory days seeing Tina Weymouth play the bass. There's something about the physicality of her playing the bass that's pretty fantastic.
Tina Weymouth of the Talking Heads.
Yes.
And the sisters say that Rush and Death Cab for Cutie are influences.
Oh, okay.
Well, they've got a nice upbeat sound.
They sure do. They're really a wonderful thing to see. I saw them at a great street fair this past summer and really took a shine to them.
Well, here's another song by them. It's called Let You Down. Well, here we go again. I'll sit down and pretend. Hear my heart, it breaks. Oh, can you hear it? All my jealousy. Oh, can you feel it? Like? And if I let you down, it's 'cause you let me down. Both. And if you shut down, it's 'cause I shut down. So are they kind of emblematic of what kind of music is coming out of Milwaukee right now?
I'm not sure what is. I think that, you know, people really follow their own schnozola out here.
Well, let's listen to another group. This is called Painted Caves, and the song is called Blood in the Water. Underneath the water deep, shark is waiting sound asleep. In a way, you're just like her. Say to swim, but I'm unsure. Say to swim, but I'm unsure. Tell us about Painted Caves.
Well, it's led by Ali Lubad, who's a Palestinian-American, and a very crafty and wonderful fellow. And he's enlisted any number of traveling musicians, but he incorporates a guy that used to be in my band, a guy by the name of Mike Cashew, who's a fine oud player. And so Mike plays oud, Ali plays the guitar and often the drums on the recordings.
Tell us what an oud is, by the way.
Well, an oud is a Middle Eastern instrument. There's a Turkish tradition for oud. There's a Palestinian tradition for oud, and there are slight varieties, but it's a fretless, usually quite low-tuned instrument, but really expressive.
It's a string instrument.
It's a string instrument, yes. I always think of this band as, in some ways, incorporating Middle Eastern music the way the Beatles incorporated Indian music, in that there's a very pop kind of drift to it, but there's all this incorporation of all these instruments that Another one that's used on this record is the canoon.
And what is a canoon?
A canoon is not unlike a hammer dulcimer in the Celtic tradition, but it also has, I think, microtonal tuning. So it's quite an elaborate situation.
I thought we were just going to hear new music from Milwaukee, but we've heard now about a couple of new instruments, at least I have. Let's take a listen to another song from them. This is called Peace Bear. Any instruments in there we should know about besides the oud and the canoon?
I think, it's guitar and bass and drums.
Okay, well, you also wanted us to know about John Seeger. Here is a song called When My Angel Smiles.
When my angel smiles, wraps me in a wing.
What is it that you like about this sound?
Well, the next line, the birds all start to sing. It's a beautiful thing.
The birds all start to sing.
I always imagine the doo-wop, the bird singing doo-wop when she smiles.
Sha-la-la-la. Can't do what you did. You can't stay where you've been. But I feel just like a kid.
John is just a wonderful writer and performer. He leads a band called Semi Twang. He also is the vocalist on Greg Koch's most recent record called Plays Well With Others. And he's been a real mentor figure for me here in town.
Well, and you are a musician, as we mentioned, in your own right. You have a new album out. It's called Fine Rude Thing. You've got a lot of interest in African and Caribbean sounds, which we can hear in the album. Let's listen to the song, The Whole Thing.
We think we got it clean. We know we saw it whole.
You know, Paul, taken all together, the music that you've given us today, including yours, makes me think that Milwaukee is a much warmer place than it actually is.
It's the old heart. The heart is what does it.
The heart is what does it.
Mm-hmm. Keeps you warm.
Paul Seebar, musician and host of The Way Back Home on WMSE in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Paul, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
And Megna, our DJ session's already making an impact here. I just got a tweet from Molly Davis in North Carolina who says, just got introduced to Vic and Gab. Thanks. Now I know what my next music purchase will
be. Always great music here.
And we've got the whole list of all the songs we just heard at hereandnow.org. From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Megna Chakrabarty. This is Here and Now.